lordship,
your lordship,
of this world,
Lord, Ashkia,
especially this, the planet Earth, the
God,
O Supreme,
the
righteous
Lord,
desiring protection. From the disturbance of the
Asuras,
although you are the proprietor of the entire creation, Rajanya Samankya Sura Koti, with the millions of demons and their followers, in the role of the politicians and the kings, Nirviyamanaha, which are moving here and there, all over the world, Anishyate, will kill Chamuho, the armies, Paracarnalia, soldiers, and retinues. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O my Lord, proprietor of all creation, you have now appeared in my house, desiring to protect this world. I am sure that you will kill all the armies that are moving all over the world under the leadership of politicians who are dressed as Kshatriya rulers but who are actually demons. They must be killed by you for the protection of the innocent public. Purport. Krishna appears in this world for two purposes. Paritranaya sadgunam vinashaya chatushkrutam. To protect the innocent, religious devotees of the Lord, and to annihilate all the uneducated, uncultured asuras who unnecessarily bark like dogs and fight among themselves for political movement, for political power. It is said, Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Vatar. The Hare Krishna movement is also an incarnation of Krishna in the form of the holy name Nama Rupe. Every one of us who is actually afraid of the Asuric rulers and politicians must welcome this incarnation of Krishna. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Then we will surely be protected from the harassment of Asuric rulers. As the present movement, these rulers are also powerful that by hook or by crook, they capture the highest post in government and harass countless numbers of people on the plea of national security or some emergency. Then again, one asura defeats another asura, but the public continues to suffer. Therefore, the entire world is in a precarious condition and the only hope is this Hare Krishna movement. Lord Narsimhadev appeared when Prahlad was excessively harassed by the Asuric father. Because of such Asuric fathers, that is the ruling politicians, it is very difficult to press forward the Hare Krishna movement. But because Krishna has now appeared in His holy name, through His movement, we can hope that these Asuric fathers will be annihilated and the kingdom of God established all over the world. The entire world is now full of many asuras in the guise of politicians, gurus, sadhus, yogis and incarnations, and they are misleading the general public away from Krishna consciousness, which can offer true benefits to human society. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuravilipam Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manovishnam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dharati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jita Padatamadam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha.
श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणारघुनाथं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीमाता कृष्णपादं सहगणालिता श्रीकृष्णाकान्वितं नमो ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनि नाम्ने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी आचार्ये निर्विशेषा शून्यवादि आशाचार्यशतकारिणे वञ्चाकल्पतरुदश्च कृपासिन्धोरेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते तत्र काञ्चन गौराङ्गे राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि ऋषभानुसृते देवी हरिप्रिये जय श्रीकृष्ण गोविन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
ओ माय लॉर्ड प्रोक्राइटर ऑफ ऑल क्रिएशन यू आर अपीयर्ड इन माय हाउस डिजायरिंग टू प्रोटेक्ट दिस वर्ल्ड I am sure that you will kill all the armies that are moving all over the world. Under the leadership of politicians who are dressed as Kshatriya rulers, who are actually demons, they must be killed by you for the protection of the innocent public. Hare Krishna, this is the appearance of the Lord. The Lord has already appeared. And Vasudeva being a Kshatriya, he is expressing his feelings about what Krishna should be doing. Contrary to Devaki. Devaki being mother, she is thinking of protecting Krishna. We will read in the future verses. Mother Devaki says, why you appeared in this 400 form? If people come to know that Devaki has given birth to a child with 400 form, they will ridicule me. Vedambanam Kitam. They will say, what is this? She has given birth to a child with a forehead. He said, remove this. Give up this 400 form and appear as an ordinary child. So that comes and will not kill you. And exactly opposite to that, Vasudeva being a Kshatriya, he is bringing out a Kshatriya spirit. And more social Prabhupada is talking about how demons should be destroyed. And precisely before we get confused of taking weapons and fighting the demons, he talks about how to destroy the demons. How Krishna appears in this Hare Krishna movement. We see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in every section, the Lord appears differently. Here Krishna is actually appearing. He has already appeared from the womb of Mother Devaki to protect Paritranaya Sadhana Vinashaya Dushkrutam. So in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we see Krishna first time he appears. Not talking about Krishna, but actually Krishna appearing in the Srimad Bhagavatam is in the form of riding the chariot of Arjuna, going ahead, trying to capture Ashwatthama, who had already destroyed all the sons of the Pandavas. So when we see Krishna coming as a very powerful personality, power brings fear. Whenever there is a power, there is fear. Why? Because powerful or power has a tendency to exploit. But with Krishna, when there is exhibition of power, along with that comes the facility for protection. Krishna is powerful, but at the same time, how does he appear in the Bhagavatam? He appears as giver of protection. to such an extent, in the first chant of Parikshit Maharaj again, here Krishna is appearing from the womb of Mother Devaki, but at certain time Krishna also appears in the womb of Uttara. Krishna appears from the womb of Devaki, but to protect Parikshit Maharaj, the Lord is appearing in the womb of Uttara. Angushta Matram Amalam. Sukadeva Goswami explains, the Lord appeared just like as big as the thumb size. For what? To protect Parikshit Maharaj. And that was the beginning of Parikshit Maharaj's association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then again in the first canto we read, when Arjuna was experiencing separation from the Lord, he has come back from Dwarka, and Yudhishthira Maharaj was anxious to receive Arjun, who had been to Dwarka for a long time, he had not come back. And Yudhishthira Maharaj saw so many ill omen, which were indicating something inauspicious. And he was talking to his brother, Bhima. Just see, the deities in the temple look to be very, you know, morose. Because Krishna is a personality, he changes his mood according to the surrounding of the temple. If the devotees are happy and performing devotional service nicely, you see the smiling face, just like Radha London is, they're always smiling, most attractive, reciprocating with devotees. Why? Because there is devotional service. Like we have in Radharas Vihari, the deities, every time when they have to stitch new set of clothes, usually you can take your old sets and then stitch according to, but actually go and measure the deities and dress. Why? Because the tailor, who's actually Muslim, he says they change. Sometimes they weigh more, sometimes they become chubby, sometimes they become slim. That is his experience. The Lord, they change their form, they change their size, they change their, you know, everything changes according to the worship of the devotee. So Yudhishthira Maharaj is perceiving that. The deities in the temple were not smiling, they were morose. We read that in the Ramayana also. When Lord Ram was living in Ayodhya, the deities were crying. The cows and the calves were morose. So Yudhishthira Maharaj saw all that ill omen, he felt that the Lord has gone back to the spiritual world. When Arjuna came, what did he see? Arjuna was very morose. And amazingly, Yudhishthira Maharaj asked him many, many questions. Indirectly, not asking about the disappearance of the Lord. He just asked about many cultural things. Did you not do this one? Did you not treat guests properly? Did you eat in secret alone without sharing with others? Did you not treat elderly people properly? Did you not treat women properly? So asking all that question, eventually Yudhishthira Maharaj asks that, is it that your supreme friend, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has disappeared from this earthly planet? And Arjuna starts crying. He said, yes, Vanchito Maharaja Harina Vandu Rupina. He said, yes, my dear Yudhishthira, that our most dear Supreme Personality of Godhead has disappeared from this world. And because of his disappearance, I am become like a dead body. When the soul leaves the body, then the body becomes useless. That is my position. And then Arjuna starts remembering all of the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his life. Krishna, he actually reciprocates with every individual devotee. The Shastras are there to give us the confidence. And then we have our own experience how Krishna reciprocates. Therefore, one of the most interesting article in the BTG magazine was how I came to Krishna consciousness. Why? Because you could see Krishna there, you know, actually getting into your life and bringing you to his lotus feet. One can see Krishna, how uniquely Krishna comes in the life of every devotee. Like one devotee from that she had come to our temple, had a unique story how he came to Krishna. He has a habit as a young man, nothing to do, no responsibility. So he had to spend his time. So every day he would come to the train station. Not exactly the station, but away from the station. And he would run towards the running train. And he would see the face of the driver, the motorman. And the motorman would be so much in anxiety, seeing a young guy coming towards him. They are coming so close, and then you jump up the platform. You do every day like that. And you take such a pleasure in doing that, and especially seeing the fear in the heart of a driver. Every day you do that. He was being more and more excited about it. And eventually one day he was doing that, jumped off the track, but he got stuck. His legs got stuck with each other, and he fell on the off the platform, right on some book, and that was the Isha Upanishad book. His face was on the face of Srila Prabhupada. He took that book and stood there. He stayed there, sat there on the off the platform, read the full Isha Upanishad, and eventually joined the temple in Holland. Just see how uniquely one can come to Krishna. So here Arjuna is glorifying Krishna. He is being so grateful to the Supreme Personality of Godhead for whatever happened in his life. And in there, Krishna again appears to Arjuna. Sutta Goswami explains, Desha Kalartha Yuktani Ritta Pashama Manisha. Said Arjuna was feeling separation from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but by remembering the instruction given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, again he became the master of his surrounding. And he felt the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So being grateful, one can again allow the Lord to reappear within one's heart. That's the birth of Krishna. Then in the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam we read, Uddhava is meeting Vidur. Vidur had traveled around the world. He felt that he was contaminated being in the kingdom of Duryodhana. And he went around the holy places because Duryodhana insulted him. And meanwhile, the entire Kaurava race was destroyed. The entire Kshatriyas were destroyed. So when Vidur came back in Haridwar, he met Uddhava. And he wanted to hear about Krishna. He wanted to hear about self-realization. But Uddhava, knowing that there was Maitreya Rishi living very close by, he didn't want to break the Maryada Vatikrama, the culture. So he said, Jaya Shilala Ladaneshwa Ki Jaya. Tegana Abhalaya Subhadra Ki Jaya. So then, Uddhavji, he said, I can't speak. And he starts remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Third canto, first chapter and second chapter. The remembrance of Lord Krishna. And he brings out the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even though the Lord has disappeared, gone back to the spiritual world, simply by remembering the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, both Vidura and Uddhava felt great union with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna appeared in the remembrance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Uddhava told Vidur, he said, my dear Vidur, when the Lord was going back to the spiritual world, he remembered you. When Vidura heard that Krishna, usually, if you acknowledge someone when they are present, that is culture. That is proper culture. But if you remember someone who is not next to you, that is love, that is affection. So Vidura thought, Krishna had so many people to remember, but he remembered me and nobody, and he starts crying. So in that tears, in the remembrance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord appeared for them. And both were overwhelmed by the disappearance of the Lord. But in that disappearance, they again felt the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, in the third canto, Kapil Muni explains to Devahuti that how can Krishna appear? What is the way the Supreme Personality of God appears? Another way to allow Krishna to appear within our heart. Kapil Muni explains, whenever there is a repentant heart, one is repentant of his sinful activity and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then the Lord appears to such a repentant heart. Very clearly, distinctly, one can experience the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whenever there is a repentance, like Sachinandan Maharaj telling this story, when Lord Krishna was residing in Dwarka and they were playing chess, not exactly chess, there is a different game called Chaturanga. You have to throw dice. So Krishna is playing Chaturanga with Rukmini and he was losing the match. And Rukmini said, "What is it you are losing today?" He said, "My mind is not on the game. I am thinking of something else. Even the Lord is not focused." But he is not being focused is because he wants to protect his devotee. He said, "What is the reason?" she asked. He said, "Because my devotee is in disturbance and therefore when I want to protect." Then Rukmini said, "Who is your devotee? Who is that devotee?" And the Lord said, "Draupadi is being disrobed by these demons." And she said, "Then you go, take your Daruka, he will drive you." He said, "I will not reach. The distance is too far and I can't reach her. I will not be able to go there." Then Rukmini said, "Why not take your Garuda? He is much faster." Daruka is like a train and Garuda is like a plane. He said, "I don't think I can reach. He will also be too slow to reach there." Then she said, "But you are residing in the heart of every living entity as Paramatma. That's much easier for you to reach." Krishna said, "Still I will not be able to reach at the right time." And he kept on playing. And suddenly the Lord said, "Now I am going. The road is made and is very fast and I can reach Draupadi." Said Draupadi, Rukmini asked, "What is that road?" And the Lord said, "You know what?" He said, "All this time Draupadi was trying to protect, asking shelter from this person, asking shelter from that person. Now being helpless, she is repenting and there are tears from her eyes. And the tears are the path which makes me reach much faster than Garuda, Daruka, being as a Paramatma in the heart. So I am going there." And the Lord reached there. Because Draupadi was crying tears. And those tears melted the heart of the Lord and brought him to protect Draupadi. And here in the 10th canto we see the Supreme Personality of God actually appears from the womb of Devaki. And Vasudeva seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we read this prayer so beautifully spoken by Devaki and Vasudeva. They know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the love is so great, the knowledge of that understanding is covered. Like Parikshit Maharaj also is hearing the pastime of Krishna, Putana coming to Vrindavan. Putana comes to Vrindavan, then Shukdev Goswami starts narrating this pastime. And suddenly he finds Parikshit Maharaj is in great anxiety. Just simply by hearing the pastime, Parikshit Maharaj is in anxiety. Why? He felt that now Putana is going to disturb Krishna. The king, who is a Kshatriya king, he became concerned. He took the role of a Vatsalya Rasa. And then Shukdev Goswami said, "Do not worry." He said, "Since anyone who hears the Sankirtanam, wherever there is Sankirtan, all the dangers of the host disappear." He was giving that assurance that nothing will happen to Krishna. Parikshit was hearing the story of Putana coming to Vrindavan and he felt his anxiety, something will happen to the Supreme Lord. That is love. And Shukdev Goswami said, "Do not worry. Sankirtan of the Lord will protect from all kinds of danger." So here the Lord gave protection to Parikshit Maharaj in the form of his holy name. And therefore, especially for the Hare Krishna movement, we are not a Kshatriya organization. Recently one Indian wrote a letter to our BTG, or Back to Golden Magazine, Indian version. He said, "What you Hare Krishna guys are doing? Raising your hands, beating the drums, playing the cymbals and saying Hare Krishna, and talking about Bhagavad Gita. What do you know about Bhagavad Gita? Bhagavad Gita was spoken by a Kshatriya, was spoken to a Kshatriya, and the purpose of Bhagavad Gita was to fight the battlefield. And what are you doing? The aggressors are attacking. They are converting people. They are converting Hindus. And what are you doing? The terrorists are attacking. Take the weapons in your hand and fight. He wrote a letter, very aggressive letter. And he was expecting some answer also. There is no submissiveness. You know, he is all the Kshatriya spirit, wanting to fight. Like one devotee was saying in the Vrindavan, that when Prabhupada ordered devotees, because the gundas attacked, and they actually dropped the DPs. So the gundas attacked, Prabhupada ordered them. Because legally they are allowed to keep weapons. He said, keep the weapon, if the gundas come, you can shoot them. So then they appointed few devotees to act as Kshatriyas. So one devotee came to the leader, he said, since I am acting as a Kshatriya, Kshatriyas are allowed to eat meat and drink wine, so I need to have a... justifying. But actually Kshatriyas are also not allowed. Nowhere in the scripture you will find, you know, that Kshatriyas were given sanctions. There was a temptation, because in the mode of passion, you are forced to act in that way, to be aggressive, to be violent. So they are warned not to indulge in drinking wine or taking meat. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada, while presenting that how demons should be destroyed by Krishna, but he says how the demons will be destroyed. By the process of distributing the holy name profusely, distributing prasad profusely, and distributing his books profusely. When we do that, the demons are destroyed. The holy name is very powerful. Recently, one devotee in America, you know, they are building a temple in Edison, near New Jersey. So they have to go to the lawyers and the council for getting permission. So they have hired a lawyer, he's a Western lawyer. And this lawyer came, saw their paper, and when he came to know that they are Hare Krishna devotees, he said, what, you are building temple? He said, I will tell you something very interesting. He said, I never tell this story to anybody because nobody is believing. And you are a Hare Krishna devotee, I hope you will believe it. He said, you know what? He said, I had a friend. And he became a Hare Krishna devotee. And we were very close friends. And he would come to my place regularly. He would stay there for a few days. He was a proper disciple. He didn't know the initiated name, but he knew his legal name. And he would come to my place, and then he would chant Hare Krishna mantra. And then he would chant Hare Krishna mantra, so these nice birds would come, hover around him. He said, I know, I don't tell this story, people will call me fool, madman, what are you talking? You know, I don't think you should quit your job as a lawyer. He kept on saying this repeatedly again and again. And he said, one day we went to our another place, we had another house. And when we came there, we saw in our house all the furniture was covered with termites. And his wife became very upset. We came here for a holiday, now we have to clean up the whole mess. She didn't want to do that. So this devotee was also there with them. And this devotee came in and he saw the termites. And this devotee was chanting Hare Krishna. And he told the termites, this is not the place for you to stay. Go out of this place. He said, there was one thing to say like that. I was amused. I was saying, what is this? What is he telling? What is he talking to this termite? The lawyer was saying. And he said, more surprising, he said, do you believe? Again he said. He said, all the termites lined up. He said, they made a big line and they started moving out of the house. He said, that is the most amazing thing. He said, I can never tell this to anybody. You are a Hare Krishna devotee, do you believe this? So that is the power of the Hare Krishna mantra. I was experienced by non-devotee, was connected to devotee. The Lord appears in His holy name. And then in 26 Second Avenue, just behind 26 Second Avenue, there is an apartment where actually Prabhupada lived. And there is a person, and he is a very, very, you know, harasses devotees very much. Because they are against his principles of life. Eating meat, you know, drinking wine, most of the time is in the bar. He could be in 26 Second Avenue hearing Hare Krishna mantra, you know, associating with devotees, so close. But still he cannot come. Rather he comes and complains to devotees, you guys are nuisance. you always create all kind of nonsense here, so much of sound. So this man came one day to one of the brahmachari there, and he said, you want to know something? He said, what? He always comes and tells this devotee only about his complaints. He said, something strange happened. So what is that? He said, you know, I had a baby girl. I have a baby girl born. And the first word she said was Hare. He kept on saying, you know what? She said few times, Hare, Hare. And what is Hare? It is Srimati Radharani. Just by hearing the holy name in a negative way, you know, he procreated, and then just see the girl is chanting Hare. Which is everything. Hare involves Krishna also. Radharani is conquering Krishna, conquers everything. She said, this is what she said. And he was kind of upset that his daughter said that. So therefore, when we understand this principle, we chant Hare Krishna not that Krishna should appear. Krishna has already appeared in his holiness. It is not a mantra through which Krishna will appear. That means we are separating Krishna's holiness from Krishna himself. It is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is the mercy of the scriptures, the Bhagavad, that the Lord has already appeared in his holy name. We don't expect, oh, I chant Hare Krishna so that by my chanting I can experience Krishna. No, chanting itself is Krishna. Hare Krishna mantra itself is Krishna. Krishna comes in his deity form, Krishna comes in his holy name, Krishna comes in the form of Bhagavad. So therefore, when we understand this principle very clearly, that in this age of Kali, the Lord has appeared in his holy name. We don't have to wait, when will he appear? I am chanting since so long. No, he already appeared. Only thing, we don't have that knowledge. Like in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that fisherman, he experienced what? He experienced love of God. He touched Mahaprabhu like a high voltage current. And he was running around here and there, and Sarup Damodar Goswami's party, they were looking for Mahaprabhu. And they saw this fisherman exhibiting all kinds of strange symptoms. So Sarup Damodar Goswami asked him, you know, what happened to you? He said that I'm haunted by a ghost. I went to catch fish, and when I went to catch fish, I touched some dead corpse, and since then I've been haunted. And usually I chant Narsingh Mantra to protect myself from all these evil beings. But today when I chant Narsingh Mantra, it increases haunting. I become more haunted. Narsingh Mantra is also not protecting me. Sarup Damodar Goswami said, actually I'm an exorcist. I can help you get relief from the ghost. And he slapped him. Few times in Chaitanya Charitamrita we see Mahaguru slapping on Subalabhadra Bhattacharya because he was misidentifying fisherman to be Krishna. And Srivas Thakur slapped the bodyguard of Pratapadra Maharaj because he was trying to push Srivas Thakur from seeing the dance of Mahaprabhu. And here Sarup Damodar Goswami slapped this fisherman saying that I have relieved your, you know, haunting of a ghost. And he said, this is not the haunting of ghosts. It's the experience of love of God. Mahaprabhu has touched you, therefore experiencing love of God. He had to be told. So similarly, we have to be reminded regularly that this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is not to achieve something. The Mahamantra itself is a gift. That is Krishna coming in our life. Therefore, once we have the knowledge that the Supreme Personality of God has come in the form of the holy name, then we understand the value. Like Mahanidhi Maharaj explains in that book, Art of Chanting, a story of a disciple telling his guru, you say that Hare Krishna mantra is so valuable, but I see Rikshawala is also chanting, the Tangawala is also chanting. Everybody says Hare Krishna. Everybody says the name of Lord Ram. So what is so value of this? And the guru said, okay, you take this jewel. He gave something. And you go to different people. Go to a vegetable seller. Go to a cobbler. Go to a shopkeeper. Go to a jewel seller. But don't sell them. And he took that jewel to a vegetable seller. And the vegetable seller said, wow, this is good. I can use as a weighing scale and I can use some little vegetable. She considered that to be as valuable as vegetable for consumption for one day. I went to the cobbler and cobbler said, oh, very good for polishing my leather. I can use some leather. For him, the value of the jewel was little leather. In this way, eventually he came to the king. And king called the most expert, you know, genealogist, those who understand what is it. And they said, this is not any ordinary jewel. This is touchstone, which can convert any metal into gold. So similarly, Hare Krishna Mahamantra is available to everybody. Everybody chants. Even a drunkard can chant Hare Krishna, but if he does not know the value, what he is handling, then naturally for him, it is not so valuable. But when you understand the value of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, by understanding Mahaprabhu's philosophy, by reading Srila Prabhupada's books, how Krishna is incarnated, then naturally we would not let this mantra go from us. We take care of it. When the child is born and the newborn baby is born, the mother does not just let the child go here and there. She is very careful, very concerned. She takes care of the child more than her life. Similarly, the Lord has appeared in a very delicate form. This mantra for us is very delicate because he is very newborn baby, and if we don't handle it properly, then the Lord disappears from our heart. He disappears from our hand. So therefore, here the Lord's appearance, as spoken by Srila Prabhupada in the form of the holy name, is the mission of ISKCON. Giving the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, holding that Hare Krishna Mahamantra in our life, and in this way we can actually experience Krishna is there, but we'll experience he is being there in our life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna.
Any questions or comments?
Lord Chaitanya, when he was traveling through the Jarikanda forest, saw a tiger on his path and he touched his foot and died immediately, started chanting Hare Krishna. Now, we ourselves, we're coming in contact with Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which is not different from Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why is there no experience?
Because tiger does not ask questions, there is no logic. Tiger is innocent, you know. In sense, when he received the Hare Krishna mantra, he just went and touched the tiger. We have so many doubts. Will it work? Does it make sense? Let me experience. So all these obstacles created by ourselves does not allow us to experience the Hare Krishna mantra fully. When you develop that innocent faith, as described by Srila Prabhupada, in, you know, like the child crying like a mother, for a mother, removing all those anarthas. Greatest anartha is our intelligence. Greatest anartha is our mind. Greatest anartha is our senses. We think there is something higher than Hare Krishna mantra. Prabhupada writes in the first canto. Ignorance is what? To consider something higher than the absolute truth. And because of this doubts, you know, reasoning and logic, we don't get the full experience of the Hare Krishna mantra. So therefore, Krishna also acts as cleansing agent. He is there, but he also acts as a remover of our anarthas. By chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, his doubts will be vanquished. By chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he will be engaging in his service. And by chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, eventually we will experience his presence, which is already there. But our doubts, our misgivings, are not allowing us to see. Duryodhan saw Krishna, but he had no experience of Krishna. Arjuna was also with Krishna, but he had his own conceptions. Till then Krishna was not revealing him. When Arjuna became honest, he said, no, karpanya dosha. He said, I'm weak because of the miserly weakness. And then the Lord appeared. Because of the honesty of Arjuna, the Bhagavad Gita was spoken. Because of Parikshit Maharaj's mood of seeing Krishna in the snake, the Bhagavat appeared, which is Krishna. So therefore, now for us, Mahaprabhu is so merciful. He has already given us the appearance of the Lord. Now it is our responsibility to experience that. That's all. Somebody asked Prabhupada, about devotees being liberated or not. Prabhupada said, every devotee in ISKCON is liberated. Only thing they have to know it. That is our endeavor now. Krishna is there because the holy name is there. We have Bhagavat. The London issues are there. So Lord is so easily accessible in this age of Kali. But only our endeavor is to experience that. To know, yes, the Lord has appeared. We don't have to ask, when will he appear? No, he's already there. But because of our misgivings, our anarthas, we don't experience it. Any other question?
Regarding the devotee, or non-devotee, letter about the Kshatriya state. In one case, Prabhupada says, exactly how the back and forth, something I heard, that when the right time comes, the devotee act exactly like the soldier. In what sense Prabhupada says it?
One has to know what Hare Krishna movement is. Hare Krishna movement is creating Vaishnavas who are teachers, disseminating the knowledge, education. It is not an institution for the Kshatriyas. Then, if you do like that, then you will be arrested by the government. It's not a terrorist organization. It's a Brahmanical organization. It is our responsibility to give the knowledge. It is the responsibility of those people who are having the post, government post. They are acting as the Kshatriyas. So they can never do that. It's very risky. Individually, yes, if a devotee is in danger, as an emergency, it'll take measures to protect. But as an institution, we have to know. As an institution, we can never be aggressive. Not possible. Because not supported. Yeah, if you convert everybody into a devotee of Krishna, like they asked Prabhupada, if the Hare Krishna movement takes over the government, Prabhupada, you'll be the king? What did he say? He said, no, I'll be the advisor to the king. He never wanted to give up the position as a teacher. Even if he had the government under his control, still he wanted to act as what? A teacher. So similarly, all of us, we are taken the role of a teacher. So, as an institution, it can never become a Kshatriya movement. If the government takes over, yes, then the qualified Kshatriyas will rule. And then a devotee will become their advisors. Now, informally we see in many places, in India there are many big bureaucrats working for the government. But they are appreciating Krishna conscious philosophy also. Like meaning one doctor, he was a director for the Maharashtra government, health services. Next to the minister, usually they are uneducated, they don't know anything about health services. Usually it's all done by the director, the secretary. And he had come for a Bhagavatam class one day. This was during the marathon, December marathon. And the verse was talking about abortion. How the present government is sanctioning and Prabhupada very strongly giving the comment. And one doctor was only giving a lecture, a devotee doctor. And this director asked this question, he has to provide all the facilities to become sinful for all the other doctors. So he said, what can I do to overcome this? He said, why not, arrange, you have a power, you have a facility, arrange for book distribution for all the doctors, all the nurses, all the medical people in the government hospitals. Government hospitals are in India very full, hundreds of doctors are working. So immediately wrote a letter to all the government hospitals. Now then we travelled, I was there, travelling for the December marathon. So wherever we would go, because the doctor's letter is there, the director's letter is there. They had to organize a meeting, special meeting. And all the town people, all the doctors from all the town, 150 main doctors, 400 nurses, and assistant doctors, and then paramedical staff. Like if you go to one small town, if there are 500 people, at least 350 at one just announce about the book, and 350 people will buy the books. Within 15 days, we distribute thousands of books. That's how a devotee can affect the government. He is a Kshatriya, preached by devotee, and therefore he arranged for book distribution. There was another MLA. He started chanting Hare Krishna mantra. He came to our temple, and we told him, why not help distribute books? He said, okay, I'll do it. So he called a few of his MLA friends. And then from there, again, this was in 1997. So within 15 days, we distributed 10,000 Bhagavad Gitas by his contact. Otherwise, it was difficult. But by his contact, he would call and tell, hey, come on, take 1,000 books. And they would take Bhagavad Gitas, or one person. So therefore, he will not be able to conquer, because there is a democracy. Democracy means people are crazy, they don't know whom to vote. So naturally, they don't understand any principles. So, but if you catch the bureaucrats, preach to them about Krishna, give them the knowledge, then by their influence, in an informal way, they can preach Krishna consciousness and capture, but not as an institution. You have to shut down immediately if people come to know, if the government comes to know. And even if the government allows, still we cannot do. Why? Because it doesn't fit into our society's culture. Because as a Vaishnavas, we are Brahmanas. We are preaching the knowledge. Like in the fourth canto, the Brahmanas, as an emergency, they killed Vena, but they never took over the kingdom. They said, we can't do it. Emergency, we did it. As a Brahmanas, we cannot be acting violently. We cannot give up our natural activities. So they churned the body of Vena. From there came Prithu Maharaj and appointed Prithu Maharaj as the king. And he took the role of a king. So we'll stop here. Prantarashman Bhagavatam ki. Prantarashman 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 ki.